The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, December 23rd, 2012, for those of you listening live. And it's whatever now time might be for you. If you're listening to the recording, welcome and thank you for joining me as we discuss still being here. The world didn't end, and as near as I can tell, there was not a mass exodus or ascension or rapture that took away the light workers, that took away the highly spiritually advanced folks. And so, what next? What next, indeed? And what next first is to connect. So let's take a moment, a few minutes here, and make the connections that allow this program to be what it needs to be today. So to do that, we're going to start by connecting up, by opening up, by going within and allowing our mastery, allowing our divinity, allowing our power to shine forth more fully in this moment, to be more directly experienced. So just allow your breathing to deepen as you focus within and as you open up with the intention to allow your truth, your divinity, your mastery to come forth and express more fully into this moment. And just breathe into that and allow that energy that is your true essence to expand and fill your physical body, to expand and fill your emotional body, to expand and fill your mental body, to expand and fill your entire energy field, to flow forth into all the connections, all the relationships that you have in your life. All right, and knowing that these doors are going to be open for as long as we're connected here today, let's move into the next connection and open into an expanded connection with our Mother Earth. And just allow yourself to open to receive her love and support. Allow yourself to open through your feet, through the root chakra, through the cells of your skin, through all of your being, whatever way works best for you, but you're simply opening up to allow her love and support to fill you on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, through your energy field, into your relationships. And as we do that, allow your gratitude to come up and flow back down to her, your gratitude at receiving her love and support, your gratitude at being able to be in the body that you're in the life that you're in the moment that you're in. And let that flow back down to her. And your love for this body, this life, this moment, allow that to flow down to her. She makes it possible by being here, by being physical, by being this planet. She gives us a place to live, a place to work, a place to walk, a place to explore these levels of reality. And let all your love for anything and everything about this life flow down to her. Wonderful. And let's move on, continuing and expanding in our opening, expanding into connection with the divine support that is not in body, that is not in physicality, our guides and angels, spiritual masters and teachers and mentors. Allow yourself to open up to them, whether it's through your heart, through your third eye, through your crown, through all of those, through the cells of your body, through your entire being. Whatever way works best for you, open to allow their love and support to flow into your being right now, to fill you physically, emotionally, mentally, and throughout your energy field. And again, allow your gratitude for that love and support to flow back to them. And your gratitude and love for all that their support enables you to do. If you're listening to me, you're probably walking a conscious path of spirituality. Well, we get on that path through that love and support of our guides, etc. These spiritual beings giving us those little nudges. And occasionally the spiritual 2x4 when our soul asks for it, but it's not all pleasure down here in polarity land. And so allow yourself to share that love for living with them as well. That love for walking this path, that love for all the insight, all the transformation that you have chosen to experience in this life, that you've allowed yourself to experience, that you have embraced. They help to make that happen with that love and support they offer. All right. And let's open up to this particular community, the community of exposing the masters within, all those who are listening now, who are listening regularly, who are joining us through the recording. We create, we have a mass consciousness out there pulsing, supporting. We have a shared intention to discover our inner mastery, to expose it, to bring it out, to share it with the world. For that's ultimately why we're here. First to experience, but then to express. To express our light. You are unique in the world. As am I. And whatever we don't bring forth, whatever we don't share of our light, of our power, of our divinity, will not be shared because no one else has it. No one else is that energy that you are. And so as we step into this shared intention to open, expand, and share our light, we are supported by the mass consciousness of this community. We're supported by our shared intention. So allow yourself to receive that shared intention and to feed it with your own intention. And let yourself feel that support again flowing through all levels of your being, the physical, emotional, mental, your entire energy field. All right, and let's expand out further to connect with all of humanity in the desire for things to be better than they are. The desire, I believe, comes from the very core of our connection to our divinity, that recognizes that perfection is, and perfection is becoming. Everything is perfect as it is, but we also have the power. We also have the power to automatically expand that improvement by touching in with that divinity, by touching in with that desire, because that desire itself gives us more of that passion for creating the life we would desire to create, for creating the flow that we would desire to create, for creating anything that we desire. We wouldn't desire it if we didn't feel on some level like it was an improvement. And so allow yourself to receive the support of that shared knowing, that shared intention, that it is not only possible for things to improve, but that we have the power to choose consciously to move in that direction. And breathe into that expanded energy of support. And now let's go to that subset of humanity that sits in between our community, exposing the Masters Within community, and all of humanity. And that's the subset of conscious light workers. It's the subset of all the beings on the planet who share our intention to step into mastery, who share our intention to aid others to step into their mastery, to bring about a more enlightened experience, that it's that direct desire for improvement through empowerment that feeds this community of light workers, and that we can choose to feed from, that we can choose to receive support from. And so let yourself breathe in that support of that mass consciousness of all light workers, and allow that to fill you on every level, physical, emotional, mental, energy field, the spiritual. All right. And so we come back to today's question, what now? Don't know if you were one of those who bought into certain prophecies about what might take place, whether they were in the negative polarity of, oh my God, it's the end of the world coming, or whether they were in the positive polarity of, oh, this is the day when we get out of here. This is the day when the vibration lifts and we lift off. And, well, if you're listening to me right now, that means you're still here as well. So we either missed the boat, although I don't believe that's the case. And as I said, there doesn't seem to have been a mass exodus of light workers or others on the planet. So what now? What now? Well, let's take a step back a couple of days. I don't know what you were doing for the solstice in those energies. I was feeling in a pretty good flow for much of the day. Had gotten out the information about my event for that night the day before, which for those of you who are on my email list, you know that often lately that's come out the day of. So I was feeling pretty good, had had the tracking in order, had things in flow. Was all set, went out, ran some errands, came back, and things kind of hit the fan, if you know what I mean. In trying to get the teleconference up and trying to get the information out, my computer decided it did not want to cooperate any longer. And, well, it kept freezing. Normally, I can have at least 2, 3, maybe even 4 programs open at the same time, which I need to do when I'm putting together the information to go out to those joining the teleconference. And it seemed if I had even 2 open at the same time, the computer would freeze. I'd have to restart it. And a lot of times it wouldn't even do the manual restart. I had to go full manual and unplug the thing. And that delayed things and delayed things and delayed things. And then I finally got that solved and I got the information out and I talked to the people and we were trying to connect up through the teleconference. And somehow, and I still haven't figured out how, somehow in going from the website of the teleconference and sending out that phone number and the access code, I managed to copy the access codes correctly, but the phone number was completely different from what was on the site. So when I called into the teleconference, I went right into I think it was jazz. It was very energized, and no one else was there. And so I called in again, and no one else was there. And so I went back and checked and found that I had sent out this completely incorrect phone number. No idea how it happened. When I finally sent that new information out and was able to get to the teleconference, went to start the event, and yet another level of glitch came up. I record the events, and yet as I went through the stages of setting things in motion, suddenly the people in the teleconference could not hear me. Well, thankfully, I told them how to unmute themselves so they could let me know that they couldn't hear a thing. And we got it straightened out in time to start the event more than a half hour after it was scheduled. And then it was a marvelous event and very powerful, and got through that, got the shift connected with all the other events that were resonant events that had taken place that day. And then the day was done. Midnight came and went, and we were still here. Not the group, but we were still on planet Earth, and woke up the next morning yesterday, and we were still here in body. And got contacted from one of the people who could not join the teleconference live when she went to listen to it. There was only silence. Oh, dear Lord, was that event lost? No, went in. It was just another glitch. The recordings that we had made trying to figure out what was wrong were there. But the first part was the silence. What everyone had heard out in the teleconference when I was talking was silence. And so I figured out, well, we could fast forward to get to the place where the real recording started. And yet, through all those glitches, both on the solstice and actually the night before, I was a guest on someone else's radio program, and there were all kinds of problems happening, all kinds of glitches where one of the other guests couldn't get on. She was calling in instead of using Skype, and so it was lost. And then the host's connection dropped away, so the other guest and I were left there without the host to keep going. And I look at this, and I just have to wonder. When transformation happens, it often comes with difficulty, or it comes through the difficulty. And what matters is that we keep moving. Well, I didn't cancel the event. Of course, I had 13 people downstairs in my living room who were doing it in person. I wasn't about to just send them on their way. And we just kept going. And one of the participants, when she contacted me afterwards, she said, you know, I would have been really frazzled by what you were going through, but you seemed very calm and collected, and you just kept taking that next step. And I think that's an important message for right now. Not just, well, we're after what was going to be the big shift, and I also didn't notice people just running into the streets on the solstice and all singing like it was a musical. The shift did happen. But as I talked about last week in advance, it wasn't my expectation that it was going to be either miraculously disastrous or miraculously empowering. It was going to be more subtle than that. And I don't know about you, but I felt like during the solstice, during the most of the day, when I was in that flow, it just felt very good, very easy. And then when I got to what was the most important part of that day for me, which was hosting this gateway event, that's when those difficulties came in. And again, the same way for the other host the night before on the program I was a guest on. Not that that was, I don't know what his intentions were, but that was a focused time where here we are commenting on what's coming the next day, etc., and suddenly the energy is messed up. And then yesterday, having the client contact me and say, well, there seems to only be silence here. I don't hear a recording. And looking at that, as these moments of opportunity to move through whatever the negative polarity is that might be up, in this case, confusion and difficulty, in each one of these cases, all of them with technology, which I find interesting. But when we have those moments, we have choices we can make, how we approach them, how we move through them. Now, for me, what I've channeled for a long time in terms of this not being flipping on a light switch when this transition comes on the solstice, December 21st, and when the Mayan calendar theoretically ends, etc., I never thought it was going to be the light switch where it's either all on or all off. It's complete end of the world, or it's complete ascension, or it's the division of the planet to those who are enlightened and those who are not. But rather, it was going to be reaching a tipping point in the mass consciousness. Now, every event that I was aware of that was taking place on the solstice had something to do with expanding love on the planet. The form was different, lots of different forms, lots of different approaches, but it was reaching for that higher consciousness of love, reaching for that higher consciousness of divinity, reaching for that higher consciousness of unity and connection. And I believe in that we managed collectively to take the mass consciousness to a tipping point. Now, if you don't know what that term means, it means when there is a certain level of energy and something takes off after that. They're talking about viruses and all kinds of other things. When they look at the disaster scenarios for a pandemic across the planet, what they're looking for is the model says at a certain point it spreads exponentially. Well, that's kind of the tipping point idea, that it reaches a certain point and it's almost unstoppable. And what this potential is for the shift, well, the prophets talk about the golden age. And we may look back from the future and say, yes, that was the tipping point. That was the point when the golden age started. And there will be future tipping points. But what I believe this one was, this is what they've described in the channeling that I've done for a number of years now, was a shift from the primary mass consciousness of humanity being embedded in the polarity of fear, being embedded in the polarity of separation, the experience of separation, that being the predominant background status quo mass consciousness energy that is kind of like the air pressure. It's just around us all the time, exerting pressure on us without our conscious awareness of it necessarily. We notice those kinds of pressures most when they're changing. When we go up in a plane or we go down into a cave, when the air pressure changes and we literally feel our ears popping and the need to adjust because the pressure is different. Well, to me, that's kind of those glitches that were happening in my day. That was popping the ears. That was adjusting to the new pressure. And I don't think it took place just on that one day. Nothing just has a one day or just an instant of expression. These energies come into being and then they vibrate out. And typically, the birthing of them takes place is beginning days before the actual event, kind of like a baby being born. There are hours or days of labor before that baby comes into the world. The birth itself is that moment when the infant comes forth out of the birth canal. But the movement of that begins long before. You can go back even to the conception, and the movement toward the birth is starting at the conception. or it's starting at the act of lovemaking or the act of putting sperm in the petri dish with the egg. You know, that goes back and back and back and back to the intention to have the child of the parents or the intention to have sex if they weren't intending to have a child. But this energetic unfoldment, the shift in mass consciousness for me was from that status quo, that background level, being about fear and separation and disconnection, moving into one of love and unity and connection. Now, I find it interesting for me personally, that's what I have to go on, haven't spoken to a large number of people since Friday, so I don't know that this is a universal experience, but for me, when I woke up on Saturday morning, there was definitely a change. It was subtle. I could only describe it in hindsight. I noticed it when I woke up, but it was in describing it to a couple of friends that it came clearer what it was. And the way I described it is that for me anyway, there was a sense of less pressure. And I believe that that was a lessening of that mass consciousness of fear. Now, the tipping point idea, which is not quite the same as the 100th monkey, for those of you who know the 100th monkey, wherein they were washing sweet potatoes or whatever they were doing, and once it reached a certain critical mass, all of the monkeys started doing it instantaneously. And I never quite had the idea that the shift in consciousness on the planet was going to be the 100th monkey, where enough of us reach a certain level of love and then everyone is awakened into love the next day fully. I thought it was going to be this tipping point, but what does that mean? Well, it means for me, there is now more than 50%, more energy in the mass consciousness of love and unity than there is in the mass consciousness of fear and separation. Now, I would suggest you just breathe into that. Feel if that has truth or resonance for you. What I was experiencing yesterday, what I'm experiencing today, is a lessening of pressure. And what mass consciousness is it's kind of this energy all around us that pushes at us. And it makes it easier to move in a certain direction. And that direction, up until now on the planet, well, at least you have to go back quite a ways for it not to be there, millennia, has been the energy of fear and separation, that it was easier to be in fear, it was easier to be in separation than it was to act from love, than it was to act from unity. And for me, like I said, it's subtle. That's why we talk about the subtle energy bodies. It's not readily apparent to the five physical senses. It's something other than that, that I feel has shifted, that I feel has changed. It's an inner sensation that, again, I can best describe as a lessening of pressure. And a lessening to a degree that I think, for me anyway, feels like it's not there. Now, that's not to say there's no fear or separation energy left on the planet or left in the mass consciousness. Because the concept of mass consciousness is literally, it's the collective. So whatever fear and whatever experience of separation is out there on the planet is the mass consciousness of that. But I would say that now we've reached that point where love and unity, love and connection are easier. That is what is, I would say, pushing us, but that doesn't feel quite right. That's what's supporting us. It's kind of, let's take it to a thicker medium than air. Let's take it into the water. And I can almost describe it this way, that it's like being underwater. And when fear and separation were predominant, it was like what we were mainly focused on was the water above us that was pushing us down deeper into the water, away from a sense of safety and security. But that with the shift, what I'm feeling now is more like instead of being primarily focused on the water above me, I'm focused and connected with the water beneath me. The water that is giving me buoyancy, that is supporting me, that is holding me up, that is lifting me. And that's how I feel the energies now. And that for me is miraculous. It may be subtle, but it's no less miraculous for being subtle. I don't know about you, but I've walked through this lifetime feeling not enough, feeling like I wasn't doing all that I could, feeling like I wasn't doing all that I should. And for me, maybe it's not quite gone. I don't know. I won't know until quite a ways from now. Or until I get triggered again, which hasn't happened in the last couple of days. But I don't feel it as a presence with me right now. That I should be doing more. That I could be doing more. In fact, it's almost ironic. Now, yesterday, and I think this was from the degree of shift, again, yesterday, I spent a lot of the day resting, recuperating. It's not like I'd run a marathon physically, but in some ways it felt like we'd been running a marathon energetically. And yet, I got some projects going without any feeling any pressure that I had to do them or I had to accomplish them that I've then continued doing today. The primary one being working with my email inbox. Now, I don't know about you, but anyone who knows me or has dealt with me through time knows that email has not necessarily been my friend, whether that's getting out event information relatively late, sometimes even only hours before an event, rather than weeks or at least days before, whether that's my tardiness at responding to people and getting back to them when they send me an email. Either way, email has not necessarily been my friend since I first got coerced into getting it by a client of mine who gave me a computer with the intention, her intention, not mine, that I would start writing a book once I had that in my life. That hasn't quite worked out either, one of those other pressures and shoulds. But I found myself working in my inbox. Well, I think the worst it's ever been, and I recognize the judgment in that statement, but the worst it's ever been has been somewhere over 3,000 emails in my inbox. And the number goes up and down depending upon how focused I can get, etc., on it, how important I think it is, how much of a push of should there is. But it's been a long time since it's been south of 2,000. And so yesterday I started in my inbox organizing, deleting, filing, moving, acting, interacting with, communing with the inbox. And I find that, well, about 5 minutes before the program today, I find that my inbox is down below 1,400. I've moved, dealt with over 1,100, 1,200 emails yesterday and today. Now, that may not seem like a lot. It may not seem important to you, depending on where you sit in relation to your inbox or in computers in general. But for me, that is, that's like climbing Mount Everest. And yet I've done it without a sense of pressure that I have to do it. I've done it simply in the rightness of it. And I'm not pushing at it like, oh my God, I got to get this done. Instead, I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to do. And I'm taking breaks. I'm not obsessing over it. And I don't know how it sounds coming out to you, but how it feels to me is simply right. It feels like the right thing to be doing, like the right action to be taking. And that is, again, miraculous when it comes to email for me. And I've come across some emails. This is rather, the part of me that has shoulds would be embarrassed by this. I'm not necessarily embarrassed by it. I'm kind of shocked by it. Although knowing my history with email, not completely. I found emails from a couple years ago that I never responded to that would have been really good to respond to. People trying to contact me about work or add themselves to my email list or other things like that, that somehow in the gloss of my overwhelm, I neglected to deal with. And yet, that's okay. And I'm setting them aside, these ones that are way past due. I'm setting them aside, and I've got a particular file made, a folder, that I can put them in. That as I get finished with and get down below, not only below 1,000 or below 2,000, but below 100, and ultimately I'm looking to get to the place where I get an email and I act on it. Even if it's only to put it in another folder that says, deal with this later today. And then I have a folder that I go into every day and take care of things. But I will contact those people and say, you know, this is laughable how long it's been. And I apologize for not getting back to you sooner, but here it is. And I'm just wanting to know if you're still interested. And if you're not, I understand. But I'm finally following up on this. I'm finally taking the next step on this interaction, in this relationship. And you probably haven't been worrying about it or you would have contacted me again. But here it is. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to reconnect. Even if you don't choose to go forward, at least we can conclude these energies. And I'm finding this to be quite an analogy for me, because this is going backwards, and I'm not a big believer in going backwards except as a way to move forward. And for me, this feels like a perfect metaphor. I had one friend ask me today, well, are you doing this trying to get this done for the new year? And I'm like, No, there isn't any of that pressure. This is not something I'm trying to accomplish before the new year. And theoretically, at this moment, the energy could go away and I could stop doing this at any time. I'm not attached to getting down there, although I do find it quite an exciting idea that I could be with my emails in a whole new relationship, that I could allow myself to connect with people more consistently, more timely in our interactions. And yet, I don't find myself attached to that, even after talking about it here with you. How many times have I brought up in previous programs, you know what, I really desire to get this email out for this group I'm doing in 2 weeks, tomorrow or today. And time after time, I've got it out the day before or the day of. And that's okay, but it feels different now. It feels different now. I don't feel like I'm saying this in any way to get you behind me to push me with that kind of peer pressure. Ooh, send those emails out. I'm just sharing this because it's what I'm going through. And it feels different. And it's exciting that it feels different, because it doesn't feel to me like it's this temporary thing that's going to go away. it feels like a difference that I can embrace and that some inner part of me trusts. It trusts, I trust this change to remain and even to expand. And that's exciting. And that feels like what this has been about. Getting to a shift, a lasting shift, that may not be miraculous in that external way of something going poof and suddenly there's a multitude of loaves and fishes, or poof and suddenly all the cancer cells are gone. This actually seems more than those kinds of miracles, because it feels deeper. It feels more at the core. And I would be really curious to hear what your experiences have been in the last 48 hours. To know if anyone else out there is experiencing this same kind of change. Or if this is resonating for people as I'm talking about it. But it feels more... it feels like it's more than just what I'm going through. It feels like it's something I'm participating with rather than it's simply my experience. I could be wrong. I definitely have been wrong before. But I would appreciate that if you're willing to let me know some of your experiences, if any of them are resonant with this. It would just be... well, interesting for me, and although I'm not particularly looking for confirmation, it would be nice to be able to add that confirmation or offer that confirmation out to this community, because often in the separation, we feel like we're going through things by ourselves. It was fascinating to me that after Friday's event that I did, the Gateway of Home, multiple people said to me, this was just for me. It's amazing how when these happen, it's like they're talking just to me, the individual, and not to the group. And during the glitch, when it took a half hour from the time we were supposed to start until we actually did, the people on the conference call, they said they had time, so they did what they haven't typically done before, which was connect with each other in a deeper way than just hearing the voice, and actually shared some of what they were going through. And the feedback came back to me that they had felt like they were all dealing with the same kinds of issues. And that's something that can get lost when we're in that energy of separation. When we're feeling cut off, we feel like what we're going through is just ours. And part of what I desire to do when we get together for these programs each Sunday is to reach across that divide, to talk about and touch upon and expand our capacity for recognizing that what we're going through is more universal than that. That if we're going through something, other people have gone through it before, other people are going through it right now. That we're not alone, because the separation, that illusion of separation, that experience of separation would tell us that we are alone. Other people can't understand what we're going through. They can't help us. And it's not true. And I feel like something has shifted in that. That it will be easier to reach through that illusion of separation to find the real connection. The real connection underneath the divine connection that unites us all, the oneness, the universality. And that's where we're going. And that in spite of the lack of fireworks, in spite of the lack of some dazzling, miraculous change, like Congress working well together, like peace in the Middle East suddenly happening, that in spite of that kind of miraculous shift not happening, that something did happen and is still unfolding that will ultimately bring about those kinds of things, that will bring about a different kind of unity and working together among people who are at extreme odds with each other, whether it's the Democrats and the Republicans or the Jews and the Palestinians, that will allow change that has been desired for so long and yet been so difficult to come to pass, that will help us reach for each other in new ways. Instead of reaching out with a gun or an implement of war, we'll reach out with a handshake and a hug. And that's not me speaking from the idealist. Oh, in an ideal world, it would be great. That's me speaking from feeling into this energy change. And I've never been one thinking that we were going to have the light switch get turned on and suddenly everyone would become enlightened. I always thought it was a dimmer switch. And we've been in the dark for a long time. Very, very dim. But the switch is rotating, it's turning. And the light is rising in its expression. And we are stepping into mastery. We are stepping into empowerment. We are stepping into a new world. So welcome. And welcome each other. And welcome your friends. And welcome your family members. And welcome your enemies, if you have any. Welcome those people that annoy you if you don't specifically have enemies. Welcome those people that test you. You don't have to do it verbally, but do it energetically. I welcome you into a new, more empowered relationship with me. I welcome you to see your divinity more fully as I see your divinity more fully. I welcome you to see my divinity more fully as I see my divinity more fully. I welcome you to this process of awakening and empowering and becoming that is so exciting. It's exciting to me to be here right now. In this transition. And I'm finding myself a little surprised to say this, but I'm more excited now about what we're doing than I've ever been before. And although I have had tremendous levels of trust, even against really bad odds and really bad situations, and I've been told that trust is part of what I'm here to bring. It's part of my path of service, is to help people trust. And yet I find myself in a deeper place of trust about what's coming than I've ever been before, in spite of no fireworks on the 21st, in spite of waking up and still needing to clean the litter box, in spite of knowing that there are a lot of things, a lot of situations, a lot of relationships that have not been solved. I feel energized to keep taking those steps, to be in relationship with my inbox that is not about animosity and overwhelm. To be in relationship with you and with everyone I'm in relationship with from a more peaceful, trusting place. And so I thank you for your relationship with me, whether it's direct or indirect, whether I know your name or not, whether I would recognize you if I saw you on the street or not. I thank you for being a part of my life. And I thank you for all that you are doing to expand in your own empowerment, in your own mastery, and to be more willing to step into sharing your light in the world. Because I think that's what's next. What's next is what was before, but from a different level. From a different level. Thank you for your part in getting us to that new level. So I want to take a moment here and talk about some new work that I'm going to begin offering. And I will be back before New Year's next Sunday, so I'll talk about something else then. I may bring this up again, but starting in January, the gateway activations that I've been doing are going on hiatus. This last one we did on Friday was number 26, and it was the last one in that first series. And as I understand it, the energies are not going to keep intensely expanding, that we now have somewhere around 6 months maybe to integrate and not feel that push to move forward all the time. And maybe that's some of the pressure that let off. Maybe it's not just a shift from fear and separation and into love and unity. Maybe it's also the push that has let up, needing to move forward toward that energy of unity and love. But anyway, what I will be offering, beginning with the new moon in January, which is somewhere around the middle of the month, I believe, is going to be something called the quickening. I don't know that I've mentioned it on the program before, but it's going to be once a month for the year, for 2013. We will be working our way through the entire energy field. And the term quickening relates to when the fetus in the womb starts to move. And so it's an awareness of life from a different level. And what we're going to be doing is moving through the energy field, doing 1 month for each one of the chakras, 1 month for the three primary bodies, physical, emotional, and mental, and then one that might be called conception at the beginning and one that might be called birth at the end. And it's about integrating these energies, stepping into those higher levels of awareness of them, awareness of expressing in them or through them. And so I will be putting out more information about that soon, but I just wanted to give you the heads up there. And so it's time, as always, to go and join the channeling, see who's going to come in and speak today. And as always, of course, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning that sets the energies and allows this to take place. So here we go. Hello, dear ones. This is the Divine Mother come to be with you today. And we just want you to, well, to honor and take care of yourself wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, not only in this moment, but over the next time, over the next month. Give yourself permission to take care of yourself, to honor your needs, to really step into a new pattern. We would not have you set it as a New Year's resolution, but we would offer you the opportunity. We would offer you the reminder. We would offer you the gift that you are taken care of by others only to the degree that you take care of yourself, that you are able to receive from others only to the degree that you are able to receive from yourself, that all charity starts at home. It starts at home. And you need to go into charity with the energy of cherishing. And it is about cherishing yourself. That's what we are asking you to do. That's what we are offering you the opportunity to do. To go in and find your inner infant, your inner child, your inner woundedness. And cherish yourself. Cherish those parts of you that have dealt with the past pain and that have given you the strength to continue in spite of that pain. To cherish those parts of you that have been attacked or wounded or belittled, even if only in your own inner voice. And yet, those parts of you that have continued to live, that have continued to move, that have continued to choose to be in this life and engage and to heal and empower to whatever degree you've allowed yourself to done that, to do that. The inner strength has come from you. Those of us who are guiding you, who are supporting you, your angels, etc., your teachers, those who love you in body, we can only give you what you allow us to. And so in that cherishing of yourself, we would encourage you to ask for more help, to ask for more support, to intend and open into receiving more love, so that you may see and know your light, your power, your worth, your value, your mastery more completely. And so that you may know the courage and strength that you are and that you have. And so that ultimately you may share it, not because you're supposed to, but because you feel free to. Because you are no longer trapped by your fear, trapped by your past, trapped by your pain, trapped by your expectation of the negative in any area of your life. And so we offer you this vision and we offer you our support, and we would offer you in this moment more direct experience of that support. And so we would ask you, if you are willing, to the degree you are willing, to open yourself now and allow yourself to feel our love. And we will use the sound waves to amplify it, and you may choose to join us in expression. If you wish, no pressure. But just allow yourself to breathe this in as we offer it, as we give it to you. And know it is not just the sound that we are offering. Oh.
And let yourself take that in as deeply as you are able. And know that there is even more ready and waiting for you. As you choose, as you allow, as you are able to open to it, as you choose and allow yourself to ask for it, as you allow yourself to receive it. And so be it, dear ones. And so be it. Our love is with you always. The love of Divine Mother is with you always. Namaste. Thank you for that. And as soon as she started sounding, the more timid of my cats came and climbed on me and is now laying on my heart. She opened to receive that. And I hope that you were able to let yourself experience that to whatever degree you could, and that you can carry that with you. So we come toward the end here. Doug, if you would, whenever you're ready, start those chimes up. As I give thanks for each of you co-creating with me here today, all that we've shared. And as I offer you my heartfelt desire for a marvelous continuation of this holiday season, whatever you celebrate, whether it's Christmas or whatever else might be there for you. And I wish for you what I wish for all of us on earth, all of us in body, which is more empowerment, more love, more light, and the best year ever in 2013 as we continue to ask that question, what's next? And we take it moment by moment, step by step. And of course, knowing I can't do this program without you, I thank you for all of your thoughts, all of your prayers, all of your light, all of your comments and questions. Please keep them coming. Much love, my friends. I will be back next week on the 30th, I believe, for the last program of this calendar year. Hopefully I'll see you then. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful week. Namaste. Much love, my friends.